Hi, this is Mariana from the QBio team, and today I'll be interviewing Carly and Allie, the founders of Continuum. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, thank you. We're excited to be here.
Awesome. So to jump right in, tell us about Continuum and what kind of services you provide.
Absolutely. So Continuum is a boutique recruiting firm here in Houston, but we have clients really nationwide, and we provide a consultative and custom approach to talent searches. So we serve many types of organizations, but we do find that we're most passionate about helping founders at various stages of growth. And for us, it's really motivating to make those strategic connections kind of early on so that we can affect positive, strategic, effective growth alongside the founder. So these collaborative partnerships for us are really fulfilling, and it's really about building trust and understanding who our clients are, what they're doing, and who they need to grow on their team so that we can help identify the best resources for them.
The services you asked about, the services we provide, that can be pretty broad. Carly and I both have a tech background, but since starting Continuum 8 years ago, it's really evolved. We've really been able to meet the need of our clients and pivot a lot. So really, we can fill roles across anything that supports the overall operation of the business. That would include marketing, HR, finance and accounting, tech of course, and then sales. We've seen so much growth in the sales arena this year. And we do contract or direct hire placements. So we can really kind of support whatever phase or stage of growth they're in.
Yeah, lots of different types of positions, really just industry, like non-specific for industry from that perspective for the types of clients, but inside that it's various roles as well.
Awesome, thanks for telling us more about Continuum and what you guys do. So what inspired the start of Continuum? Did you see a problem that needed to be solved?
There was a lot of things that inspired the start of Continuum, but you're asking about a problem that needed to be solved. I think I could be here for a long time, but if we're isolating that problem, you know, there were so many things and so many factors that came into it. But really, you know, ultimately, Carly and I had worked together for a while, and our background had been even before I met Carly, I had been supporting very large kind of enterprise corporations. I grew to love that community, but when she and I sought out to start Continuum, we made a conscious shift away from enterprise and really kind of developed this passion and enthusiasm to support the startup community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it wasn't really necessarily a problem that needed to be solved, and really just more down to our personal passion and what excites us and what motivates us. And we've been able to grow our internal team with people who share that same vision mm-hmm. and passion. And so that's been really fun. So, you know, we can do staffing and recruiting for large companies, absolutely.
We have a few in our portfolio
today. And we love them.
We do
love them. But even then, it's not large, you know, national, international organizations. So it's like the small to medium. Really, it's highly relational. I think that's what it comes down to.
And innovation is often still happening inside those middle market companies that we're working
absolutely.
With.
Absolutely.
I can tell you guys have so much passion in what you're talking about. You know, I know you guys can't see them, but they're like smiling and their eyes are so wide. And, you know, you can really tell, like, they really love what they do, which is so amazing. And it's so great to see that here. In the hiring process, what do you think are some difficulties startups face?
Okay, well, let's be honest. I think any founder is drinking from a fire hose. There's so many things vying for a founder's attention. They've got funding challenges. And frankly, you know, I think that's probably the number one for us. It's a bit of a dance. These cycles of funding can be difficult, time-consuming, emotionally taxing. And, you know, it's just really trying to figure out that marriage. I had a call yesterday where he's like, my funding cycle should be in 6 months, but I need a co-founder today. And so it's us trying, this is where, like, it's a puzzle, and we get to solve that problem along with them. Mm-hmm. And that's the fun inside of the job, is just really kind of navigating that. But I'd say the funding is probably, for our early stage founders, one of those big hurdles. And then in some cases, we find that it's competing for talent with these enterprise companies. But it goes back to what was stated earlier. It's, we've got to find the people, you know, in our tour we were talking with you, and it's really these people that are passionate about the startup community and what the product or solution or service is, and they get behind that and champion that idea. So in a way, it is competing for some of that talent with enterprise, but in a way, it's not, because we're really trying to find the person who has that isolated interest in what they're building.
Yeah, and not just that, they, you know, these people have to have the technical skills, the actual background, and then also be entrepreneur-minded and be ready to kind of, you know, bootstrap it and mm-hmm. and really kind of dig in. And they need people who are hungry and startup minded. This, you know, the startup culture is different from going to work in sure. a company that's established and been there for decades and has these processes, or someone who is really showing you the ropes. They need individual contributors and managers at all levels who are willing to work in an ambiguous environment. And that is not for everyone, mm-hmm. you know, and so it's kind of digging in and finding the people who are not only bringing the skills and knowledge and background to the table, but also willing to put in the effort that it takes to work in that type of environment.
There's unique hurdles, but I think it is incredibly fun to watch all of it unfold. And when you find that match for us, I mean, that's what we're about, is like finding that match. And so when that happens, it's truly magic, and it makes our job so fun when mm-hmm. we get to be a part of that. But no doubt there's hurdles, but we'll touch on it later. But it's you know, when you engage someone like us to partner with you, that really kind of can change that course.
Absolutely.
What's Continuum's goal when it comes to helping startups scale their business?
We have a lot of goals, right? I mean, we're wanting to meet a lot of needs, but I think really, when we're wanting to partner with these founders to grow their business, we need to get the right people in the door quickly, you know? And so we are being brought on as a trusted advisor to that end, because the founders, the team they've surrounded themselves with, have a business that they're building, they have a day job, and they're looking to us to help them find those resources who are the right people. And so, you know, we have to understand and dig in, and it's helpful when a hiring manager, decision maker on a team really understands the value that we can bring to the table, and so that it becomes a collaborative process. And so, you know, we want to find people that share their vision and the mission of the company and really link arms to cast that vision and serve as an extension of their brand in the market. So effectively, when we're making phone calls to prospective candidates, it's on behalf of our client, right? So we need to help the candidate community understand what makes them special and what is it that they're doing and what is it they're trying to build, or the goals they're trying to reach, or the problems they're trying to solve. And so for us, we have to dig in and understand those things first so that we can then take that to market and find the people that it's really just like fancy matchmaking, you know? Yeah, I mean, that's the fun part about it. So when you make this match, right, when you find the right candidate for the right role for the right client, and it's a win, and everybody, and then you get to watch over the next, you know, hopefully multiple years, this person grow inside of a company. We don't take it lightly that these are people's careers. It's their livelihood, and it's their, as a candidate, right, and it's their businesses that people are building and how they feed their family. That does not fall on us lightly. We take that very seriously, and so we never want to force anything, you know, a situation to happen if it's not a right fit and that's apparent in the process. You know, we'll be a part of that delivery of that message as well, but it's a really fun challenge.
As a startup looking for a service to help with hiring, what process could startups expect with Continuum?
So, you know, we have a way that we could get very granular on our process, but high level, overarching, and we've touched on this a few times already, it starts with relationship development. Building a relationship is key, and developing that trust early on so that we can really be that advisor that collaborative advisor that we desire to be. And then, you know, collaborative communication, that's really the next part of it. So it's a help us help you type of situation. So if we're armed with information and data points and just what we need to be able to be successful, we're going to get there quickly. And then taking the brand to market, that's the next thing. We serve as an extension of the brand. I kind of touched on that as well. You know, helping generate some interest in the various niche communities of which we're recruiting, and helping people understand why it could be an exciting place to work. And then beyond that, it's really just traditional recruiting interview cycles. So we do walk our candidates and our clients through that entire process. And, you know, we could be here all, we could have a whole podcast on that, you know, granular process, but we're there every step of the way, not only advocating for our clients, but our candidates as well. Like I mentioned, we want to make good matches.
Yeah, I think one of the things that would make an experience with our firm a little bit different too is that we like to customize our approach for each client. Not everybody looks the same. We certainly have the key features to a search that we would need to, you know, dial into. You know, there's an overall approach and a methodology that we certainly have to the process in working with startups, but I really like to think that we can customize that for each client. Mm-hmm. You know, it's going to look different for everyone. But being able to, again, serve as that trusted advisor and really help navigating what's going to be most efficient and drive success quickly is what we're after. So that collaborative approach that Carly mm-hmm. referenced earlier, here is where it really makes a ton of sense.
Well, and I like that you mentioned, too, the fact that we can build the custom solutions, because you brought up earlier, you know, a client that needs a co-founder. That's a very different type of search in the market than needing a heads down software engineer, for mm-hmm. example, right? And so we're going to approach it differently internally, we're going to Absolutely. Approach it differently externally, and we're going to partner with our clients differently on each of those individual searches. So, you know, there's no really one size fits all. It truly is developing a plan and a solution to provide the best service.
And I think this is a good point to bring up too. You know, I think competition in general in life is really healthy, but when we're working with these startups, we often, it's us, you know, we are kind of the identified partner in this area because we're investing so much time. Until the C-suite, we're a contingent model. You know, we are working to earn the fee that we get for our services. At the C-suite, that's a different model, of course. But I think you have to kind of, you know, take a different approach.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, we're always going to be thinking about that too, right? And that's just part of getting to know our client and their specific needs. So we also like to think outside of the box too. We get to
we
say
like
that
to
a
fun.
Lot. Yeah.
We do like to
right?
Have fun.
And I think that this, you know, I don't know if we're going to talk about this later or not, but, you know, Allie did mention it, the funding part of it. So some of these really early stage companies are at various stages of being able to afford what they need to for that next phase of growth. And so we love to just get a little bit creative on some of how these solutions are packaged and how we present them to our client. And
not one of our contracts looks like the other. I mean, the basics are there,
yeah.
But it is, I always say it's our privilege to get as creative as we need to be to try to find success. And we're not after the first hire. We're after, hopefully, the 50th hire. You know, we want to live through multiple years, not just look at an isolated transaction.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
What has been the biggest challenge for Continuum supporting startups, and how did you tackle it?
Well, that is a great question and one that we constantly discuss internally. So to sum it up in one word, it's timing. We have to encourage our clients to be nimble, decisive, and prepared. I hope I don't get too far on my soapbox here, but the media is really, you know, we kind of hear this chatter about what the market is doing and maybe painting a different picture than we experience, especially here in Texas. I have found our market to be incredibly healthy and moving very, very quickly. So we kind of kept bracing for this storm, and I'm like, there's no storm. We're having the most fun, and each day I have the privilege of saying we are busier than the day before. And as a small business, we're grateful for that, but we keep telling our clients, you know, you have to be poised to make decisions quickly. Our business development team, you know, we really try to have scheduled check-in with founders to just keep that momentum and keep that traction. I feel like we're constantly educating clients on the market conditions. They need to be working on the product or their solution. They need to be heads down there. So our fingers on the pulse of this. So back to the trust that Carly talked about earlier, that's incredibly important. It has to be there. You can't develop that overnight. It's a long-term game. We get that. But going back to that, I hope that, you know, over the course of a year, I build enough credibility with these founders that any of our team does. And then when I have something valuable to say, like we have to move or we will lose talent, that they truly hear me.
What do you recommend startups do once they're ready to start expanding?
So I think this is a really good follow-up question to what Allie just said, too, because, you know, not if timing is our biggest problem, then preparedness is really the biggest solution, you know. So we need, we want to encourage these decision makers at the startups to really think about their hiring roadmap. And if that's something that they've never done before, don't know where to start, that is an area where we can absolutely insert our expertise, right? But if it is, or if they've got advisors around them, like think about the people that you need to add to your team and kind of the timeline around that. And then I would also encourage, if there's multiple decision makers on your team, make sure that everybody's on the same page. We often find that, you know, we can be nimble in our searches and things can change and we can adjust to those changes. That's not a problem. You know, there are shifts that happen. It doesn't have to be perfect from day one. But having a plan or at least a consensus among your decision makers on what it is that you're looking for, what skills are necessary, what problems you're trying to solve, and who or what type of individual might be the best fit to meet your needs. If everyone's on the same page, then we're going to find that person for you a lot faster, right? You can imagine that if there's too many cooks in the kitchen, so to speak, it muddies the process just a tad bit. So it comes down to just being prepared, being mm-hmm. ready to make quick decisions, and having everyone on the same page. I don't know. I mean, there's obviously a lot more things that we could really, really fold into, but then establishing this relationship, I think.
Yeah, I think we talked about it, you know, touched on it, but having a relationship early, I mean, if I could go back in time and tell, you know, clients, you know, or somebody who hasn't even begun the hiring process, if I could give my isolated piece of advice, it would be, you know, find your recruiting firm, find them early, take the time and, you know, get the introductions out of the way, start that trust build, get your contracts done. These are very little small tasks that you can check the box on very easily. But rather than the cycle of funding comes in, you're ready to go. Maybe we've already talked about the jobs you're forecasting for. Carly mentioned the hiring roadmap. What a great idea. And sharing that so everybody's on the same page. And look, change happens. Like mm-hmm. that's, you're kind of on your feet. I mean, I'm sure there's plenty of things that will change in the course of a year. But there's so much time saved when you've already educated your audience on what your intentions are. So if you're partnering with a firm or if your community of contacts are supporting you with those early stage hires, just go ahead and lay the groundwork and maybe have some of that handled and get everybody informed and on the same page.
100% agree.
Well, I just want to say that was really great advice. And I am so glad that you guys came here today because you guys can tell, like, there's just so much chemistry and, like, passion and, like, what you guys do, like, not just, you know, with each other, you know, being co-founders and all, but you guys really put your heart out into what you do. And, you know, I was actually kind of, like, impressed when you guys were saying how you make everything so customizable, you know, because people just want to get things done, they want to get things going, and they don't really put as much detail or personalization, there you go, into it. And so I'm in awe of what you guys do and how much, like, passion and purpose you guys have behind it. So thank you so much for sharing, you know, your stories and your backgrounds and what you guys do.
Thank you. It was a lot of fun. It was great to see the offices today and just visit with you in person.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us. We're really happy to share our story and excited and happy that you asked us to. Thank you very much.
We hope that for startups that are listening are able to have a better view on what it means to have the right people on your team and how can it really impact your startup. To learn more about Continuum, check out their website.